Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Friday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 3, 1 through 21, and here the Apostle Paul explains that Gentiles are now included in God's plan of salvation and share in the promises that God made through Christ Jesus. Today's reading concludes with Paul's prayer attesting to the breadth and depth of Christ's love. And again, God's guiding word for us this week has been hope. Isn't that wonderful, hope? So let's begin reading Ephesians chapter 3 and beginning at verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, pray to God. Surely you have heard that God, in his grace, has given me this work to do for your good. God revealed his secret plan and made it known to me. I have written briefly about this, and if you will read what I have written, you can learn about my understanding of the secret of Christ. In time past, human beings were not told this secret, but God has revealed it now by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. The secret is that by means of the gospel, the Gentiles have a part with the Jews in God's blessing. They are members of the same body and share in the same promises that God made through Christ Jesus. I was made a servant of the gospel by God's special gift, which he gave me through the working of his power. I am less than the least of all God's people. Yet God gave me this privilege of taking to the Gentiles the good news about the infinite riches of Christ, and of making all people see how God's secret plan is to be put into effect. God, who is the creator of all things, kept his secret hidden through all the past ages, in order that at the present time, by means of the church, the angelic rulers and powers in the heavenly world may learn of his wisdom in all its different forms. God did this according to his eternal purpose, which he achieved through the Christ Jesus our Lord. In union with Christ and through our faith in him, we have the boldness to go into God's presence with all confidence. I beg you then not to be discouraged because I'm suffering for you. It is all for your benefit. For this reason, I fall on my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth receives its true name. I ask God from the wealth of his glory to give you power through his Spirit to be strong in your inner selves, and I pray that Christ will make his home in your hearts through faith. I pray that you may have your roots and foundations in love, so that you, together with all God's people, may have the power to understand how broad and long and how high and deep is Christ's love. Yes, may you come to know his love, although it can never be fully known, and so be completely filled with the very nature of God. To him who by means of his power working in us is able to do so much more than we could ever ask for or even think of, to God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time, forever and ever. Amen. And today's key verse is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21. To God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time, forever and ever. Amen. Now, again, Paul is just so excited to be able to tell the bulk of the world, you know, Jews made up just a very small percentage of the world's population at the time. Most everybody were, you know, by default, Gentiles. And the Jews had always prided themselves, we are God's people. We are the children of Abraham. We are the children of faith. And all these promises belong to us. And to Paul, is given the ministry to tell the Gentiles, au contraire, not so anymore, that all those promises that have been given to the children of God for the Jews, now because of the saving work of Jesus Christ, are there for any and every Gentile. That's you. That's me. That's us, brothers and sisters. That's us. Every Gentile. Those promises belong to us now because of God's wonderful work in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, your love for me is broad and long, high and deep. Make your home in my heart so that I grow in faith day by day and stay rooted in your wondrous love. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. I hope to see you in church on Sunday morning. But if you're not there, then I look forward to meeting with you again on Monday when we will be in Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 16, where the Apostle Paul describes the unity that is shared by believers in the body of Christ. Until then, you keep looking up, because the Word of God promises that our salvation is drawing nigh. Be blessed, beloved. Be blessed.